ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Papua New Guinea's TV and online broadcaster MTV is in crisis. The entire MTV newsroom went on strike yesterday after the company had sacked its news and current affairs manager, Neville Choi, amidst accusations that he had undergone actions of non-compliance. For what may have been the first time in the broadcaster's history, it was forced to replay Monday night's news bulletin last night because the staff had walked out. Now, there are claims the decision to remove Neville Choi, who's also the president of Papua New Guinea's Media Council, violates the country's press freedoms. But MTV maintains that there were no political motives and that Mr. Choi was sacked because he'd failed to comply with the company's HR policies. He's been replaced temporarily by the senior journalist Mereba Tulo, but in a rather extraordinary turn of events, Mr. Tulo has put his name to a public statement issued last night that condemned the sacking of Mr. Choi, calling it harsh treatment and also wrong. In that statement, they also have alleged that MTV news staff have been subsequently intimidated by management after they protested Mr. Choi's sacking. Mereba Tulo joined me a short time earlier.
A decision was made yesterday by our news team to stand together with the former head of news and current affairs. Despite me being named as acting head of news and current affairs, the actions taken were in unison, and we believed we were standing for what is right, which is going against interference in the editorial content in the news, which has been ongoing in the recent past, and it's been increasing, which is a worry for the news team. So we made a decision to just stand up for what was right.
Yeah. You mentioned their interference in editorial policies or decisions, but the company maintains that Mr. Choi was sacked because he had failed with HR policies. Why do you believe Mr. Choi was stood down?
We believe that was just an excuse. We believe the infringement or the purported infringement did not warrant a termination. If anything, it is an administrative issue that could have been handled much, much better by the acting CEO of the company.
But can you give us specifics of what you believe or allege are the reasons actually why Mr. Choi has been sacked?
Mr. Choi has basically four reasons for his termination, according to his termination letter. The first one, defiance of KTH, which is Kumul Telecom Holdings, and KCHL, Kumul Consolidated Holding Limited, board directive to terminate the deputy head of news, Scott Wider. You might remember in November, the Maserati scandal, there was a board directive at the time to terminate Mr. Wider based on reports on the Maserati scandal during APEC. That was the first reason. There was a second reason, a defiance against a directive not to air a story regarding the PNGDF pay strike outside the Prime Minister's office that happened in February this year. Now, we believe that those two grounds were actually politically motivated. And if anything, if this purported insubordination would count, it would be the first warning to Mr. Choi, and it would not warrant a termination at this stage.
Now, MTV maintains, though, that there are no political motives. Do you know for sure that these are the reasons? You said that they were written in the termination letter. Have you seen that termination letter yourself?
I have cited the actual termination letter myself.
And it outlines those incidents?
Yes, it outlines those incidents as well.
What do you think this means for the future of MTV, but also the wider media industry in PNG? As you said, there have been concerns that there has been increasing interference within your news organisation, at least, but also we know of others in PNG, particularly by the government. Is that what you're alleging?
Yeah, it's been a gradual thing that's been ongoing, especially in the last few years, where we've had interference on editorial content in news. That has not happened to an extent at MTV because of the foundations that have been set by Mr. Choi and Mr. Wider as well, and the close-knit team that we have here at MTV. We stand on our morals. We operate according to the PNG Media Code of Ethics. And that is something that we will not compromise in our line of work.
Now, you released this statement late last night. In it, you also called for the acting CEO, Sheena Hughes, to be sidelined. Have you had a response in that time since?
We have not had an official response at the time. of broadcast this morning, so I might get a call today. I might not, but the team stands united.
So will members of your newsroom be returning to work today, do you expect?
I've been reliably informed that the members of the MTV news team are not welcomed at MTV as of this morning and will be turned away. So it'll be interesting hours ahead.
But you, as the acting manager of News and Current Affairs, will you be heading into work this morning? And what do you expect you may face there?
I'm expecting my termination today.